Welcome aboard the captain's log, guys. Oh God, look at that zip right there. What is that thing? That's a big one. Yeah, I just noticed that. Not a good look live. My gosh. Anyway, Craig Shoemaker, the Love Master's with me today, and we just finished up on 105.5 The Beat.
Yes.
And we're gonna be.
I'll show you.
My daughter, she'll do it 25 times. Watch, she'll call me 25 times.
I'm on the information super cold set here.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Look at us right there.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so now I share it on my page.
Yeah, there you go.
So people can watch.
And you're good.
On the Craig Shoemaker.
And we're in.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
You're live, baby. So we're just left 105.5 The Beat. We're in Fort Myers. It's raining today.
I have to tell you, this is ruining my golf game. I don't know why I golf. I play any celebrity things. I got a trophy for closest to the car.
How is your golf game? Come on, how's your golf game?
It's not that good. I don't have the head for it. There's something wrong with me. Plus, I'm very scattered. I have four kids.
Yeah.
I can't meditate.
And you get
every time I meditate, I'm thinking, okay, I got to go pick my daughter up from preschool. There's something always on your mind.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you're getting bothered by
my daughter. It's her birthday, though. I can't knock it. She turns 12 today. So she's all fired up. She needs me to pick her up at noon. Did you ever hear such a thing?
She's not. What,
you can't stay the whole day of school because it's her birthday. Yeah, this is new to me too. Believe me, I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I fell for it this year.
So it's not a real thing.
I don't think so.
You don't bother checking with the school. It's amazing what we believe from our kids.
I don't think it's a thing. I just think my daughter conned me into picking her up at noon today to get
baby. Except my son says, I said it's finals week. He goes, we don't study.
Yeah,
that's
of
a new, because I guess it's a new thing. We don't study for finals anymore.
Yeah, they don't do homework. That's the other thing. We don't have homework during finals week. I go, well, don't you have to study for the test? No study. No, well, we did everything in class.
And then we have evidence, too. You can go online now and see what they're not doing. And then they have an excuse for that, too.
Oh,
they go, oh, no, it's a special program that I'm in.
Right, yeah.
It's called the F program.
That's a classic. I love that they teach them that when it's the busiest time of the week, the end during the finals, they don't have to do anything at home for it. Just like in real life, right? When you have a big show, you don't prepare. You just walk right up there and do it.
Yeah, but they just think we're a bunch of idiots.
You know, like...
By the way, am I supposed to be nervous here? You're on a show while you're driving. Although it looks like I'm driving because it looks like we're in England on this thing.
No, it's the right way.
Is this the right?
Yeah, okay. To them it's the right way. When I don't flip it, it's the wrong way. And they tell me the whole time, you're going the wrong... What kind of car is that? You're on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, we're during a tropical storm. What's it called? Indra?
I don't know.
That's a good name because there are very few Indras out there.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry. My friend's daughter, her name is Katrina. So for the rest of her life, no one's going to want to date her.
Yeah.
I'm not dating that storm.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's a freaking disaster.
They should have names that you would never, you're never going to meet, like an Adolf. There's not a lot of Adolfs out there. Cold tropical storm.
No one's using
or Schmagegi.
Right.
There's Cyclone Schmagegi is coming this way.
Yeah, so that would really suck if it was.
I know.
If it was your name that was taken down by a storm.
Irma? Not a lot of Irmas out there.
Not
anyway.
A lot.
You can get away with that one.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what they're doing now. They're coming up with names that you wouldn't really...
They use the alphabet, right? And then they go around. How they do it. Like,
I haven't seen a Craig yet.
Oof. Craig's going to be rough.
But they should have one called the Love Master.
Yeah, what kind of storm is that going to be?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'll get you so wet, they'll have to call FEMA.
You'll be flooded.
You better get a wide angle right there, baby.
The Love Master.
Love Master. Baby.
We look good today. It's the lighting. It's the technical guy did a good job, didn't he?
yeah, God.
Yeah, yeah.
It's natural lighting.
It looks good. You look sexy. That beard.
Yeah. I wore the hat though because you picked me up so early.
Yeah.
I've been at it. We've been at this for all morning.
All morning. You
brought me a breakfast sandwich though.
That was nice of me.
I have to give you credit for being nice, and you did not renege on a bet last year. My Eagles against your Patriots, and you sent me a whole cooler filled with lobster rolls.
It was like a losing bet no matter how I looked at it. Even if I won...
Yeah, me sending you Scrapple
me getting chuck meat, you know, in a sandwich.
You ever heard of Scrapple?
Yeah.
I was going to send you that.
What's Scrapple?
Well, you got to go.
I got to drive. You got so interested in Scrapple, I almost lost my concentration.
It's called Scrapple. Now, do you trust anything with the word crap sitting right in the middle of the word?
No.
It's one vowel away from scrap pile, and that's what it is. You know they make sausage? It's what's left over on the floor. So it's
a scrap pile.
So it's a pile, and they put it into a mold, and Philadelphians go, eh, just put ketchup on it. Or put hair on your chest. Well, thanks for the help tip,
Sasquatch.
Wait, it's
like the uncased sausage?
Yes, it's like the ingredients, it's the snouts and all that stuff.
Get out of here.
Very appetizing in the
morning. Oh, my God.
But we love it in Philadelphia. It's really? A mold. I was going to send that to you if the Patriots beat the Eagles last year. But fortunately for you and your digestive system,
you
did not win the bet. But yeah, I sure loved
it. Then I would have really been pissed because I wanted a real Philly cheesesteak. I wasn't going to get one?
I was going to send you a scrap.
Oh, my God.
No, I want to send you a cheesesteak.
And then I'm thinking,
if they travel well.
This guy's going to send me a cheesesteak for $50, and I'm spending $500 on lobsters. How the hell could I have lost that?
Was it $500?
Dude, by the time you pay for everything, it was like, it was a good $350. I'm not kidding.
I want to bet you more
it
often.
It set me back $350.
I would have won that. I would have had some guy make you a cheesesteak and bring it over to you.
Oh, my God.
Some guy in the Florida area here.
I love a cheesesteak, though. It's one of my faves. How do you do your cheesesteak?
I do whiz. You got to do the whiz.
Is it? So,
although,
okay.
I'll never forget Jay Leno used to go, whiz? Just how much whiz is in your cheese, whiz? I don't know how much whiz is in it, but it's delicious. My females that I grew up with will not do the whiz. They was like, that's
yeah,
not
Yeah, I want American
cheese.
No,
you go with the
but
whiz.
But that's not a tradition.
And then you put sauce, which you in Italian, you would say gravy, you know. Red gravy.
Wait, in Philly they put that on there?
Oh, yes.
I love that.
Onions.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
No, yeah. It's like a pizza steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put pizza sauce on the cheese steak.
Really?
But you go with the scrapple. I don't know what kind of meat they use, but I dropped it on my lap and started humping my leg.
Wait, you can get scrapple at the cheesesteak place?
Well, yeah, a lot of places, yeah. It's a Philadelphia tradition. It's a breakfast food.
Oh, so... Yeah. And
what's the tradition here in Naples? What kind of breakfast?
Everyone wants Gruber. Well, for breakfast, I don't think we have
has to be something soft. There's a lot of old people
it's
here.
Probably
the audience last night. The average age was on oxygen.
Well, you know what?
I had one guy, literally, I'm not kidding you, the entire show. Why do you put someone in the front row who has a gape mouth the entire time?
I don't know.
I thought he literally was going to die.
It was the Jewish Federation. They have a place upstairs, and they started out with 40 people, and they went to like 150 people. Wow. And you know that like it's not a young organization.
No.
I assume it's very old. Yeah. But you'll see tonight. It's a young crowd. It's not going to be like
tonight's the young crowd?
Yeah, it won't be like that.
You know
tonight
what that means?
Was just...
That means they're like 70.
Yeah, they'll be in their 60s.
That's the young crowd.
They're no, it's not like
I mentioned social media last night. I said, oh, no, forget it. Just send me
not
a postcard.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday night with that crowd in there. I mean, come on. It's not gonna resonate too well. They think social media is them reading the newspaper when it's delivered.
While they're playing Mahjong.
Right. We're being very social. Yes.
They're not, my son, he's into that snatch chat.
Yeah, right?
That's all he does the whole time.
It's a good thing. No, I use it.
And that's the one I will not do.
Why? So because you got to be quick?
I tried it for like, well, because I'm whoa, stop. Oh, my
hey,
God.
The seriously. Car's automatic. Look.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it does everything.
Oh, that would have stopped anyway as you were ramming into that guy's
absolutely.
Ass?
Yeah, right in
his
butthole.
He's an idiot, by the way.
Yeah, look at him. He went to the other guy. He had to cut over.
Oh, my God, he's a tailgater during a storm, and he has a piece of shit car. You should show
go
people
tell
this
him.
Car.
Go tell him.
What is that box that he's driving? It's and like, it drives like that?
It's terrible.
Cut us off.
It's terrible.
All right, so back to the funny.
Yeah, so he's back to your son doing Snapchat.
Yes. I call it Snatch Chat because I saw, when it first started, I saw a lot of disappearing vaginas.
Yeah.
It was just, I was like trying to admonish him at the same time. I'm going, whoa.
Maybe I should follow his account. I'm very intrigued now.
He FaceTimed me from Europe. He was there for his graduation.
Yeah.
3.5 weeks.
Wow.
What'd you do when you graduate? I went to the Jersey Shore for a night.
When
I graduated. Slept under a car.
When I graduated.
And these kids in Europe.
When I graduated college, I had chicken pox the day after that I literally was in bed for like 14 days.
Oh, my God.
It was brutal.
Who gets chicken pox at 17, 18 years old?
Oh, that was college, when I graduated college. I was 21, and it was so bad.
High school, though. What'd you do for high school?
Oh,
you didn't do anything, right?
High school graduation? Yeah, no, I didn't
three
do
three and a half weeks
I probably
friend.
Played baseball the next day.
He's FaceTiming me. He's like, what's up, Dad? I'm at a nude beach in France. I'm going, move your... fucking head.
Right.
Let me see what I paid for. The whole I see that head all the time. He's got this big head getting in the way. I want to see some Francais.
Flip the camera around. Don't they know you're talking to the love master on the other line,
oh,
baby?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
He's the new love master, my son.
He is, right? Yeah. So he had a viral video.
Yes, he's a... I sent him to... like an idiot, I fly him to Philadelphia because I didn't want to go. I can't celebrate like I used to. You know what I mean? Who cares? So send the kid in to Philadelphia when they won the Super Bowl. Next thing I know, a viral video of him upside down doing a keg stand in his Eagles jersey.
And he wasn't 21.
No, with a guy with a joint in his lips holding him up with some woman in the background with a Philadelphia accent going, "Justin from California, bitches." A proud moment that
he
had.
It went viral, he got a lot for it, lot of views.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I'm like writing jokes and have like real talent, and this kid does a keg stand.
Oh my God,
in Philadelphia,
funny.
During a Super Bowl party, he gets more views than I ever have from my hour and a half Datitude special.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You can't do things long anymore.
No, it's all short.
For women these days.
Short form.
There's no foreplay. What about foreplay? I was always instructed that was what women wanted.
I think they want jokes. Maybe they don't.
They say a sense of humor. That is a bunch of crap. They're never in the front row throwing panties at me at the comedy show.
This is true.
Oh, another joke comedy boy.
Yeah, they don't come to the door and say, "I'll trade you for tickets, my panties." That doesn't work.
Talk about being cheap with your kids. You're making me moist. No, they're not after a sense of humor. They say that in all the surveys, but
they
it's
wanna,
not true.
Because they want to look like they're not shallow.
Now, a multimillionaire telling jokes, I'm sure they'll be into that.
They're very into it.
No, I don't. Yeah. I sound bitter. I'm happily married.
Well, that's good.
I'm also divorced.
You are. Yeah, we talked about
That's right. By the way, all my shows at your club are benefit shows, and all proceeds go to my ex-wife. I just thought I'd let you know.
They can get tickets. Go to offthehookcomedy.com.
And it goes to Pilates.
How can you say no to that?
But it goes to her Pilates class. And her and Botox.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what your cover charge goes to. That.
That's funny.
But no, I'm not bitter.
That's a riot. So tell me, you've been doing the comedy now how long?
By the way, we have 13. You told me I was gonna have a load of it.
We
now
will.
Now I went down to 11.
We will.
Just
it's
for
9
that one
o'clock.
Pause, I went down
how
to 11.
How many people are gonna watch at 9 o'clock? By the time this is done, by the time you leave this weekend, 10,000 views, guaranteed. Right, guaranteed.
Let me see what it says here.
There's probably...
By the way, who needs sunglasses today? LOL. I do, because I've been up all night.
Yeah, Craig had it. Hi, Anna. Anna's watching, laughing at us right now.
Hi, Anna.
And Elaine. Hey, Elaine, what's happening? Oh, Eileen. I can't read because I'm trying to drive. I should drive and not talk. Or should I not read?
I'm looking at you, Anna.
Yeah. Hey, you
my
should,
hazel eyes.
You should entertain the audience. This is my actual podcast, Craig.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean entertain the audience?
Yeah, say something good, you know? Say something funny. Do you hate when people say that to you? I hate it. Oh, you own a comedy club? Are you funny? What do you mean? I'm not a comedian.
I had this woman.
It must be
in
the
Philadelphia,
worst.
I was having a meal at this outdoor cafe from another table with a Philadelphia accent. Hey, yo, I overheard you're a comedian. Tell me a joke. Make me laugh.
Right. Like, it's like...
Listen, lady. This is what I do for a living. What do you do? I'm a nurse. Are you giving me an enema?
Right.
You do your job,
right,
Odin. How's that? It's what we do for a living. And the people asking for free tickets.
Oh, nonstop.
I hope he's watching right now.
Nonstop.
A guy on my Facebook flat out says, "How about some tickets?"
Yeah.
How do you think do you own a bakery? I go, I'll have a croissant. I'll have a little pastry.
Why don't you whip me up a cake right now?
Just because I asked.
I'll trade you a cake in your back pocket for these tickets. The thing that drives me crazy is that they'll hit you up wondering what's going on that weekend. Oh, nothing much. No show. No. Are they funny? How about that question? Hey, you got a show this weekend. Are they funny?
That's irrelevant.
Oh, are they funny? Yeah, no, I try to book the most unfunny people in the U.S. That's my business.
Well, there are a lot of unfunny.
Yeah, but I don't book them.
But they have a YouTube hit.
Well, okay.
You know, they have a YouTube hit. They're an influencer. Yeah. So influencers are now doing comedy.
Yeah, they are. It's a big
thing. You know how you can tell, by the way? I'm going to give you a secret. Okay, you.
All right.
Here's a secret.
It's a secret just for the people that watch it.
If it's a star, right? They list it as a star show, and it says, and friends. That means they have no material, and they load it up with comedians, but they're basing everything on their draw from being an influencer.
That's true.
Of which they only have 5 minutes of material.
But the people love the fact that they get to meet those people.
They get to meet the influencer, yeah, who's going to only be around for a second.
But they want a picture with the influencer.
The Love Master's got staying power, baby. Oh, yeah.
I've been doing this since high school.
I literally fell in love with the Love Master, I don't know how long ago, but like one of my favorite bits in comedy.
It really? Is.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I love it.
Well, I have to be PC about it now. I'm going to tell you the derivation of the Love Master.
Yeah.
Which is PC. I was a geek in high school.
Oh, look, Bob Pfeffer and Sherry Pfeffer. Those are your friends
what?
From Philly. Yeah, yeah, she's watching right now.
Hey, they're local.
Yeah, of course. They
nice
all
watch. Weather you gave me here, Sherry.
Yeah. Hi, Sherry. Hey, Bob. What's going on?
Bob's not on.
Well, maybe,
he's
maybe
away.
They're together.
He's
I don't
away.
Know.
Oh, by the way, speaking of comp tickets, they asked me for four.
Here we
Friday.
Go.
Can
all
you
right.
write that down?
Just reel them in. Reeling them in.
Actually, with to top it all off, they went through Tim Mooney to ask me for the tickets for them. And then I have to ask you. That's how it works in the comedy
funny.
Business.
That's
it's a
funny.
Wonder we make any money.
So you're telling me about the Love Master, which I said is one of my favorite bits in comedy.
The Love Master all came from... I was a geek in high school.
Yeah.
Which is how I became a comic, because it's the only way to get attention from the girls. I was 5'1", 92 pounds, and all the girls would use the F word with me. Friend. I was always the freaking
right,
friend. I hated
right,
it.
Yeah.
I asked 13 girls at the prom.
No way.
And the one who went with me, she ended up making out with Ricky Aldemare in the corner.
Ricky, that SOB.
Yeah, Linda Scott. She, I go Ricky. With her. I thought she looked good for the photo.
Damn it, Ricky.
You know, show my kids, look at this. Look who I went to the prom
yeah.
with. So
where's Ricky now? He's not the Love Master.
Well, I,
that's right.
One time, you know, Cindy Crawford, supermodel.
Yeah,
I was doing a TV
course.
Show with her on NBC, and she goes, you must have had a lot of girls. I said, no, Cindy, I was a geek. 13 girls, Linda Scott made out with Ricky Aldemare, and I turned to the camera, and I said, well, Linda, I'm here with Cindy Crawford, right? And I swear to God, she was actually watching, and so was
Get
Ricky Aldemare's
here.
Wife.
That's so funny.
She, Ricky Aldemare's wife emailed me. He was a creep back then, wasn't he?
That's
yes, he was.
Funny.
He took my prom date, and I spent all that money for her. I should bill him.
That's all right. I
it's
love
a lot
that.
Of money. It was corsage.
But now you
limo.
Created the Love Master,
yeah,
and,
so
then,
it was all
and
because
then it made
the,
a living.
The girl,
so thank Ricky.
That's true. That's, that yeah. From every hardship,
absolutely.
I ended up turning it around and making
yeah.
you know lemonade. I've got a whole stand now with
we
all the
we did
hardship.
That with our exes, too.
That's exactly right. So, yeah.
yeah,
I've got some good ex material.
Yeah.
I don't have much about my current wife.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be called current wife.
Yeah, well, she's...
Just my wife.
She's...
like it's a temp job.
There could be an expiration date.
No, there's no expiration date.
I run 10
she's
years.
She's permanent, I believe. Yeah. On my part, she is, but... She's just so, she's so kind, and, you know, there's no, you have to have conflict in comedy, and we have no conflict. I'm like, can you get mad at me for something?
Right, you have to have something to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have a lot about
nobody
her,
wants
for
to hear
being,
all about the...
She's very, very new agey.
You
she
did
gets,
say
she
that.
Gets turned on when I compost.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Going, look, honey, I got a banana peel. I'm putting it in the can where it belongs. Okay.
We're gonna have she's some, ready to go.
You know, she's got a vaginal boner on this one, on the composting.
Oh, my God. So, guys, tune in right now. We're going on 105.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry, 103.9.
So that was it? That's oh,
we're
yeah,
done, the show. We got to end it, baby. It's
oh,
a
we're
wrap.
Up to six people. That's well, fantastic.
It's been
this
on
really
and
killed.
Off. It's the damn zit today. See this zit right here?
That's
why no one wants to watch.
Why would you point it out?
I don't know what happened.
It.
You can't see it?
Go put it
it's
all go
huge.
All the way up to the thing.
I don't know what happened. I grew that just
oh,
since we've
is.
Been talking.
Oh my God, it's as big as it looks is like it? Beetlejuice.
I don't know what the heck.
Another head is growing on your
how all of a sudden that happened. It's the stress of my daughter's birthday today.
That's what it is.
You're
under pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot. I gotta do a lot of things, you know.
I love the kids now. She has a whole like 4 days for her birthday.
It's not a birthday month. How
like,
about
you
the
won't
birthday?
Take me fishing now? It's, oh my daughter's birthday. So when's her birthday? Today? Well, I'm asking you to fish on Sunday. Oh no, it's still my daughter's birthday.
Have you
birthday.
Seen the birthday month post? It's my birthday month, give it up. Like that's extra.
Oh, God. You know what I hate about birthdays? We were all born. There's
yeah, everyone
special.
Has one, right?
There's nothing special. I don't celebrate
I know,
them anymore.
I know. Listen, guys, we're wrapping it up. It's a captain's log. Say hi to us. You can follow Craig Shoemaker at Craig Shoe, yeah?
Captain's Log. That reminds
this
me
is a
of Jean-Luc
log.
Picard.
Yeah, it's a Captain's Log. Yeah,
Captain's
I,
Log.
I gotta give it a sexy
Captain's
name.
Captain's Log.
I need a sexy name for the followers, though.
Captain's
they need,
Log.
Like,
stool
to be
is
like,
a little loose. Need yeah. more fiber. Engage!
We're out, Captain's guys. Log. We gotta go. 103.9. Tune in. We're gonna be live. And on 96K Rock. See Craig at Off the Hook Comedy Club all weekend. Later. We